This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Rami Makhlouf.
You don't want to overreact. You know, you want to keep perspective.
Nah, screw that. Hit the music, Robbie. Hit the music. Let's go.
Let's go. Fit the man for a gold jacket.
For those who don't like our people, that's tough. We like them.
Live and local on 670 The Score.
Go Bears.
That's me, Rami Makhlouf, with you until 9 o'clock here, or 8 o'clock, excuse me. Short show tonight, packing a three-hour show into a two-hour bag on The Score Evening Show, live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I have Sean Sears on the other side of the glass, and a fine show that he has helped me put together for you this evening, including visits from Chris Emma, who, of course, covers the Bears for us right here at 670 The Score. He'll be here at 620 to look ahead to tonight's preseason matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs, which kicks off at 7:20. Also, all things Chicago Bears as they wrap up training camp. And in the 7 o'clock hour, I got thoughts on what we saw yesterday at Wrigley Field, and I will express those thoughts as calmly as I can, but it probably will not be very calm. That'll be coming your way at 7 o'clock. Andy Martinez, who covers those Cubs for Marquee Sports, he'll be here at 7:20. When I'm not talking to those guys, I want to talk to you at 312-644-6767, a number you can dial right now, or you can text right now as I ask you the following question. What are you watching for tonight? What do you want to see from the Chicago Bears in their third and final preseason game tonight with the Kansas City Chiefs? What do you want to find out? What are the position battles you have an eye on? 312-644-6767. I feel like preseason has changed in the NFL with the shortening of the preseason from four games to three games, and we're seeing starters play more, and we're seeing starters play in the final preseason game of the year, which was never a thing when they played four games. That was never a thing for teams when they played four games in the preseason, but we're going to see not just the Bears starters out there tonight, but we're going to see the Bears starters tested by the Kansas City Chiefs starters, and a team who, I don't need to tell you, has been to the last three Super Bowls and won the first of those two visits to the Super Bowl. So it's for however long, and we don't know how long the Bears starters or the Chiefs starters will be out on the field tonight. I heard Dan Wiederer on with Lawrence and Spiegs in the last hour, and he said his theory, he doesn't know for sure either, but his theory is that the Bears offensive starters at least will be out there for one series. Maybe that's the case with the Chiefs starters too, But we're going to see the Bears tested by what's obviously a very good Chiefs team tonight, who's going to throw their number ones out on the field. Now, neither team is going to show their whole game plan. Obviously, you don't do that in the preseason. I saw Ben Johnson on with Kay Adams earlier this week, who said he just dusted off an old game plan for that whooping that they gave the Bills last week, 38-0. I was like, That's just an old dusted off game plan, because that looked pretty polished to me. But no, it was just some old dusted off game plan that he pulled up from another preseason matchup that he had against the Bills when he was the offensive coordinator in Detroit. So we won't see obviously everything, and we won't see all the starters for very long, but we will see them for at least a series from each team, and then we can go from there. And I'm wondering, what is it that you're watching for? What do you want to see in tonight's game? 312-644-6767. And while you line up, while you send those texts, and again, we'll talk with Chris Emma about this coming up at 6:20. I'll tell you what I'm watching for, what I have an eye on, what I still want to see from this Chicago Bears team before they're playing for real in a few weeks from now on Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings. But get in at 312-644-6767. I'll start in the obvious place, and that's can they build on what we saw last week from Caleb Williams and the offense against Kansas City's starters tonight? Because again, Kansas City is going to throw their number ones out there, and that's something that the Bills didn't do last week. You know, and I'm not saying I wasn't able to take anything away from that drubbing that they gave to the Bills, and especially from the first couple of series that Caleb Williams played in, that the starters played in. But I'll put more stock in it if they can do it against a Kansas City team that, again, is very good, obviously. Rami states the obvious for the fourth time in the first 6 minutes of the show. But a team that's going to have their number ones out there, and I want to see if Caleb Williams and that offense can do some of those things that we saw last week. Namely, can he run that timing offense the way that we saw him run that timing offense last week? When it's just he gets to the top of that three-step or five-step drop and he lets it go, and guys are getting open and are getting yards after the catch, which Ben Johnson is obviously emphasizing. I was real impressed with a lot about that game last week, the offensive game plan and just the performances from those guys who went out there, but especially the run after the catch. And you can see that's something that Ben Johnson is emphasizing, both in what he's preaching to these players, but also in the types of players that he wants in his system and that the Bears went and got for him. We saw it from Luther Burden. We saw it from Olamide Zaccheaus. We saw it a little bit from DJ Moore. And I want to see that again. I want to see the offense execute and be on time. And that starts with Caleb Williams, and also what those guys do with the football once they get it, with KC's number ones out there chasing them around and trying to bring them to the ground. So like I said, I'll start with the obvious. Can they build on what we saw last week from Caleb Williams and the offense against Kansas City starters? The second thing, and man, I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't a little bit concerned about this next thing I'm going to bring up, and I'm guessing I'm not the only one. And I brought this up a little bit last week when I was doing this very show 8 days ago. It was last Thursday. I would really like to have left tackle a lot more settled than what it is right now. Because it looks to me, and I think it looks to everybody who's watching and paying attention, that, yeah, Braxton Jones is kind of winning this position battle, but not by impressing. Not because he's impressed anybody. It's almost by default, because Kieran Amagaje has really been a non-factor. We saw them move Ozzie Trapillo to right tackle during practice last week, so that would indicate to me that he's not impressing. And no offense to Theo Benedict, but I don't think an undrafted second-year player who started last year on your practice squad, I don't think he's getting in the mix and getting reps and getting talked about in the competition for left tackle if Braxton Jones or anybody else is doing something to impress Ben Johnson and the rest of the offensive coaches. And Ben Johnson's been very open and upfront and transparent about this offensive line, and here's what he said about that left tackle battle and Braxton Jones just a few days ago.
Hopefully some clarity. That's what we're looking for. You know, this thing's gone on now 3.5 weeks, and you know, I said, and I'll say it again, we'll go as long as we need to go to find the right guy, but we'd like to see someone go ahead and make it clear to us that he is that guy. And we just haven't seen that yet as a staff. There's been too much up and down. And so, and it might be one of those things where when we make that decision, it's not final for the season. It could be we have to reassess after a couple of weeks of the season, or by the bye week, we might have to reassess. So it might be something that goes on. Wouldn't be ideal.
I don't, that doesn't make me feel very good.
Wasn't resounding confident, you know, right?
No, it wasn't. We might reevaluate it at the bye week. Man, this was something that should have been settled like now. This was something that should have been settled before training camp ends, but preferably a week or two or three before training camp ends. We're still trying to figure out who's covering Caleb Williams' blind side, and the head coach and offensive play caller is not confident in anybody to the degree where he's willing to guarantee a job or a starting position to anyone beyond that bye week. That's a little terrifying. I'm not gonna lie. So I need to see Braxton Jones look better, because it's gonna be Braxton Jones. It seems pretty obvious to me at this point that I don't think they've officially named him the starter for game one against the Vikings on Monday Night Football, but it looks pretty obvious to me that Braxton Jones is going to be the starting left tackle. And the fact that Ben Johnson is saying, yeah, but not beyond the bye week, that's scary, man. That means nobody in that left tackle group and that left tackle competition has impressed Ben Johnson or has done anything to solidify his decision and make him feel good about it. Like, Braxton Jones looks like he's about to win this thing by default. And there have been times where he's looked really good, but it's just been too inconsistent. It's been way too inconsistent for Braxton Jones at left tackle. And I still think, I know the league is changing a little bit and you're seeing more pressure and more pass rushes come from the middle of the line, but I still think that the most important position on an offensive line is left tackle when you have a right-handed quarterback and you need to cover his blind side. I still think that's the most important position on an offensive line. And the Bears, to their credit, addressed a lot about that offensive line, but they addressed everything but that, and it doesn't look like Braxton Jones has made anybody feel real good about that. So that might be the thing I'm most watching for tonight, to see if Braxton Jones can look better and be more consistent in his quality reps that he gets out there for however long he's out there. Like, I know, like I said, Dan Wiederer said that they'll probably play one series, the starters, that is. I would like Braxton Jones to be out there for a little bit longer than that, because if anybody needs the reps, and maybe it's just to shake the rust off after the foot injury that he had and not getting a lot of work in the offseason, he needs the reps as much as anybody to make me and you and from the sounds of it, Ben Johnson, feel better about the left tackle position. But what are you watching for tonight? 312-644-6767. If you want to get in on the discussion, here's a text that came in. It says, could that comment be a little posturing by Johnson? I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think Ben Johnson would love to just come out and say, yeah, man, Braxton Jones has been great. He's been awesome. We feel really good about the left tackle position. I don't think that's posturing at all.
I think you're 100% right, man. He seems like a straight shooter. Like, he'd just be like, yeah, no, our left tackle's this, you know? Like, that's all what set. He did with the starters. Remember last week where he's just like, yeah, I'll just get this out of the way. You know, I think if he knew, he would have gotten it out of the way.
For sure. I don't think there's much question about that. I think he's legitimately concerned, as I am, and as a lot of you might be. The last thing I wanted to mention in terms of what I'm watching for tonight, I wouldn't even call this a small thing before I get to the last thing, but this defense is going to be, again, tested by facing Kansas City and their offensive starters. I was genuinely surprised. I was a little surprised that the Bears are going to play their starters in the final preseason game, but maybe I just need to adapt and adjust to what these new shorter preseasons are. I was genuinely surprised to hear that Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the gang are going to run out there for this game tonight. And again, good test for a defense that I think, to hear Weederer and others talk about it, are maybe going to have to carry this team at the start of the season while all the wrinkles are getting ironed out of Ben Johnson's offense and Caleb Williams in his second year figuring all that out. But the last position battle I want to talk about is, again, a concern I have after the Bears didn't address it and Ryan Poles didn't address it in the offseason. And I don't say that to be a major critique of Ryan Poles, because you're not going to fix when you have a team that lost 12 games and 10 of those in a row. You're not going to fix everything and plug all the holes in one offseason. But I would have liked to have seen them do more to address the running back position. And we know how much Ben Johnson emphasizes running the football. And to my knowledge, you got DeAndre Swift and then just a bunch of dudes behind them on the depth chart. And I know Roschon Johnson would probably be the number two running back, but he hasn't been healthy in weeks since that battle practice that they had, that very physical practice that they had a few weeks ago when he suffered a foot injury. Kyle Manungai got hurt this week, and Travis Homer is now hurt. So the three guys that we've actually seen take handoffs out of the Bears' backfield, other than DeAndre Swift, they won't be out on the field tonight, and I don't know that we have a clear timetable on when they will be ready to get back on the field. None seem like serious injuries, but I don't know that we've gotten an exact or clear timetable on who the number two running back is. So now it comes down to, honestly, a couple of guys who I kind of like what I've seen from them, and Ian Wheeler and Britton Brown, and then the guy who they just brought over, signed from he was on the Rams last year, Royce Freeman. They will get the ball and get their auditions this week. So I am curious to see who, if anybody, steps up in the running back room and moves up that depth chart to be DeAndre Swift's number two if Roschon or Manungai or Homer are not ready for week one against the Vikings. I know a guy who has a lot of thoughts on this and probably answer some of these questions for me. That's Chris Emma. He covers the Bears for us right here on The Score and 670thescore.com. He will join me, Rami Makhlouf, right after this. It's The Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I've got a lot of good things, a lot of positive things, you know, under center. And, you know, the running back position is the only one, probably that. I don't know how much of the competition at left tackle, but I would say that the running back position, yes, Swift's going to be the one of the main guys. But from after Swift, I think it's pretty open. I really do. I know they like Kyle Monongue. I know that. Roshan and him are, you know, in the battle. And the two veteran guys, I didn't know much about the guys that played running back before, to be honest with you. They did a nice job.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's me with you till 8 o'clock. We're going to get into a lot of Cubs talk in the 7 o'clock hour of the show and take you right up to Cubs and Angels, which will be right here on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. That was Dave Wannstedt earlier this week talking about the running back position and some of the other battles going on with the Bears as they get ready to face the Chiefs in the third and final preseason game tonight. And joining me now to talk a little bit about that, you hear him all the time right here on 670 The Score as he covers the Bears for us and 670thescore.com. My pleasure to welcome in Chris Emma. Chris, how are you this evening, my man?
What's up, buddy? How are we doing?
Good, good. And it sounds like you are you at the game? Are you getting ready to take in Bears football live and in living color?
I am not at the game, but okay. I will be watching, of course, and following along.
Okay. Of course you will. That's what you do for a living. But let's start right there with what Dave Wannstedt was talking about. I was just reading your 53-man roster projection. Folks can check that out at 670thescore.com. And you have Roshan, Monongue, and Homer as the three backup running backs to DeAndre Swift. Do you think that's pretty locked in, or do one of the other guys that are going to get some run tonight, do they have a chance to maybe earn a roster spot in this game tonight?
That's probably the place where I really labored the most in this roster projection was at running back. And Ian Wheeler's the guy I'm really locked in on here. The guy was an undrafted free agent a year ago and really impressed before the torn ACL. You never want to suffer an injury like that, but he's fortunate that it was in August where he was able to get a full boat offseason training camp, come back out here and make an impression. And look, this is a guy who's clearly fighting for a spot on the 53 or even on the practice squad, but he's looked the part. And when Ben Johnson talks about giving everybody a fresh start, like, that's the running back group as a whole. And I think they certainly have thoughts on Roshan Johnson and what he can bring, but the injury setback has not been promising. He's not been able to get out there consistently and showcase what he wants to do. Kyle Monongue, seventh-round pick, he's had ups and downs throughout the course of the preseason and training camp, but certainly has drawn their attention. The running back position is just considerably not set. Nothing is really in place in that spot. Because of that, somebody like an Ian Wheeler does have a chance, and somebody like a Roshan Johnson is on the bubble. So that's really one of the few places that I think is something to watch tonight with the roster in projection here, because look, there's not a lot of drama as you form this 53 right now, but I want to see that group really round to form and see guys step up to show that they can carry the load for this group.
Have we been given any sort of timeline on Roshan Johnson and when he'll be ready to come back from that injury? And do you think if he is healthy and ready to go for week one, that still his roster spot is in question?
It's not clear what's up with him. It's not clear when he's going to be back. You'd love to see in a perfect world for him to be out there tonight. I just don't know if that's realistic at this point. And they're going to start making cuts like tomorrow. And that's what some of these teams do now ahead of Tuesday's 3 p.m. deadline, is start to give guys an early jump and let them land back on their feet as they can. So some of these decisions are going to start being made. I think for a player like Roshan, if it is a longer-term injury, you could place him on a reserve list and let him sit out the first few weeks and get healthy. But I'm really disappointing. This is a guy that I think the Bears were high on, certainly when they drafted him. But when you talk about that fresh start, they said like the belief was that Ben Johnson could use him the right way, the way that he was not used by the previous coaching staff. And the injury setback, and he's not flashed enough when he was out there to really make that kind of strong impression on this coaching staff. So when you talk about Roschon Johnson, so much of it is just what is instead of what he should be.
The other position battle, and talking with Chris Emma, who covers the Bears for us here on 670 The Score, here on The Score Evening Show. The other position battle that I think most Bears fans will have their eye on and have the most concern about was that left tackle. And it looks like, and correct me if I'm wrong, you would know better, Chris, it looks like Braxton Jones is going to be the starting left tackle. But I said in the first segment, almost by default, not because he's impressed and really grabbed that job. I played a clip of Ben Johnson in the first segment saying we might have to reevaluate that position at the bye week. Do you think my assessment of that position is right, that Braxton Jones has not really impressed but just been maybe the best of a not-so-great bunch over there?
I mean, look, it was a three-man battle that became a four-man battle out of default because nobody was jumping in there. Nobody was stepping up and winning this thing. And here we are on August 22nd, and still nobody's won this position. Like, it's going to be most likely Braxton Jones by default. Like, he's the three-year starter. He was the incumbent and really probably the favorite as long as the health was on his side, which fortunately he was able to come back right at the start of training camp and get the full workload. Ozzie Trapillo just was not ready. He did not comfortably make the move from right tackle to left tackle, and that was clear. That's an adjustment for any player, but especially a rookie entering the NFL and jumping from the college level to make that kind of position switch. It's really difficult to do. Karan Amaganji, look, he was the underdog in this position battle. The injury set him back. He's never really proven himself as somebody who should be an NFL starter at this point. And Theo Benedict, to his credit, like, he's the guy who came out of nowhere in this race and the dark horse who made a late sprint in this thing. But I just don't think it was ever realistic for him to be now Braxton Jones. They wanted to see somebody step up, and Theo Benedict has kind of stepped up, but I think they've also seen enough of him in terms of the practice workload to know that they're much in a much better position with a three-year starter like Braxton Jones, and especially when you think about that week one matchup and Brian Flores and the difficult looks he presents with that defensive front. I think you'd much rather have experience on your side.
When Ben Johnson says, you know, it's something we might have to reevaluate at the bye week if nobody really steps up and impresses at that position, do you have any inkling as to who would be the other guy that might unseat Braxton Jones during the bye week? Do you think they still have hope for Ozzie Trapillo at the left tackle position?
I just don't buy the idea of them reassessing into the bye week unless things are really going the wrong way. Like, Ben Johnson's also said that he doesn't want this to be a revolving door, and they want to commit to having the same starting five in theory as long as health is on their side. So I know he said that. I don't know if I necessarily believe that to be the case. But the thing with Ozzie Trapillo now is, like, don't worry about him not winning this position battle. Like, it was an uphill battle for him. They believe that he could handle the workload, handle making the jump from right tackle to left tackle. But it was still a challenge. They were asking a lot of him. There's a ton of belief in Ozzie Trapillo. It's not like anybody's going to write him off or there's any concern with this. If anything, it's good that he can now have a redshirt development type year that he probably needs at this point. And they'll be cross-training him left and right tackle. He might be in a position to be that swing tackle and to play both sides. And maybe he's that next guy up if something happens with Braxton Jones, whoever's starting at left tackle. But certainly the arrow's pointing up with Ozzie Trapillo. He's got a great head on his shoulders. He's impressed them with the way that he works in practice. And I think they see all the traits for a guy who's going to be successful at this level. But he just isn't ready yet.
Talking with Chris Emma, covers the Bears for us here on The Score and 670thescore.com, where you can find his latest piece projecting the final 53-man roster. I said in the first segment I was a little surprised that the Bears are putting their starters out there for the final preseason game. I was even more surprised that Andy Reid is going to run Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the gang out there. Do you think tonight is a better test for the Bears, given that they're going to see an opponent's number one unit out there, which we didn't really see last week against the Bills?
Yeah, look, like, don't take any credit away from the Bears for what they did offensively, what Caleb Williams showed last week against the Bills, but that was their second unit. That wasn't their starting defense. I think they really embraced the idea of having ones against ones, and it's probably going to be a possession or two. I don't think it's going to be much more for the starting offense. But what I want to see out of Caleb Williams is the continuation of Sunday. And to preface this, and the Bears coaching staff has talked about how they've thrown him the entire inventory of their offense throughout these practices. And what I mean by that that is they can run any given play out of a very deep playbook at any point. And Caleb Williams has to adjust. Be ready. What do I need to do? What's my one read? Where are my progressions here? What do I need to do pre-snap? In a game plan like they had on Sunday, it's obviously cut down. You know what you're running here. You've scripted things for these first couple series here. He's able to be much more comfortable in that regard because he knows what he's running. What you saw on Sunday night at Soldier Field was Caleb Williams' comfort in this offense and what he can do when this is starting to click, because it is starting to click for him. I want to see the continuation of that in front of a television audience out at Arrowhead Stadium and show a guy who is ascending and really offering the kind of promise that you wanted to see right now. He was overwhelmed at the start of training camp, and that's okay because they were overwhelming him intentionally. Mm-hmm. Now you're seeing a guy who's comfortable, who's confident, and showing it. It would be a very successful night for the Bears, A, if everybody's healthy, gets out of there okay, and B, if Caleb Williams does more of what he did Sunday night.
You led me right into my next question, almost answered my next question, which was we heard a lot early on about the struggles of Caleb Williams as he was trying to wrap his head around this Ben Johnson offense and everything that goes into it. It sounds like you've seen significant strides from him here in the last couple weeks of training camp.
Yeah, it's clicked. It's all clicked for Caleb Williams now. And look, the way I described it was, when you get a new car and you drive off the lot, you're just not quite comfortable in terms of your turn radius, where the blinker is, what you're reaching for. And then after a few days or even weeks, you start to know. It becomes secondhand for you. I never run an NFL offense or even like a high school offense. I was not a quarterback, but I that's the relatable way of putting it. Of they're testing him. They were overwhelming him, and he's up there at the line of scrimmage and wondering, okay, what am I looking at here? Where's this guy going? What's the route concept that I'm looking at for my second read? Everything was going really fast for him, and that's before the snap, and that's where he had the pre-snap issues. Then you get the ball in your hand, and it's going a lot faster, and Montez Sweat's in your face, and you got to get the ball out. You got to make this decision. It's difficult. It's a very difficult thing that they were challenging with. It's different now because he's had more reps. He's had live speed against these guys, and he's just a lot more comfortable with it now because that's the natural progression that Ben Johnson presented for him. It's really encouraging to see that at this point at the end of training camp because this is the way it was designed to be. The install is complete. He's put in all the work to get this offense down, and now you're seeing the strides being made. It's really encouraging to see that as you're sitting, 17 days out until kickoff on the regular season, and knowing that the quarterback has the grasp of this offense that you wanted.
It would be nice to see him just come out of the gates fast. I heard a lot about we should be ready for growing pains, and maybe this offense isn't a finished product until 4, 5, 6 weeks into the season. Do you think that's still the case, or are you starting to believe that they could come out of the gates, I don't want to say a finished product, but closer to a finished product than what we believed earlier in training camp?
I mean, I don't think you're going to see it close to a finished product until about mid-season. But I don't think it's going to be extraordinarily choppy out of the gates. It's going to be a tough challenge against those Vikings. That's a really difficult defense to go up against right away. But I think you're seeing his growth from this offense and something that should inspire some confidence. There are going to be tough days. There's still a lot of issues in practice. There's the pre-snap sloppiness. And look, it's 11 guys trying to click as one with a young quarterback leading the way who still is getting the full extent of this. But I think you've seen the strides in the last week or two that say, okay, this is better than it seemed. And all the optimism you wanted to hold, all the positive things you were thinking when things weren't going well of give it time, you've seen that pay off. You've seen the kind of growth and acceleration of this plan that you wanted. So, look, it's August still. You're not getting into the meaningful games just yet, but this is the last preseason game. By next week, you're going to really start installing some of the game plan if they haven't already and get in deeper into the Vikings. So you like to think that with Ben Johnson, the tactician that he is, and Caleb Williams at his side, and you got a chance to start installing an offense that can do some things in that Monday night at Soldier Field.
couple of positions on the defense I wanted to ask you about quick before I let you go. I'm talking with Chris Emma, who covers the Bears for us here at The Score and 670thescore.com. One is, has somebody stepped up as sort of the third guy in the pass rusher rotation? Is it Austin Booker, or do you see somebody else who's maybe competing for that? And who's going to be starting at cornerback in week one? Is Jalen Johnson going to be ready, and is it Tariq Stevenson opposite him if that is the case?
Yeah, that pass rusher thing is kind of concerning after Sunday with the injuries. And, you know, Austin Booker, Dominic Robinson both go down. I want to say Austin Booker, it's not a long-term, it's not a serious injury by any means. It's a minor thing, but it's a setback for a guy who was starting to stack some good days and really make that kind of impression. So I don't have a great answer for you right now, unfortunately. That's a beat-up group. I believe that the Bears will be looking at the waiver wire next week and seeing if there's anything out there that they could bolster that pass rush with. They'll be sitting there with that 10th spot in the order, but obviously those nine teams in front of them, if there's something falling to them or there's a good pass rusher available, like, it's going to be hard to get somebody. In terms of that other corner spot, like, I want to take them at their word that Jalen Johnson's going to be ready. They've said all along that he should be good to go for week one, but it's not said with complete solidarity. They're not completely set on that being the case. That's something we're going to have to follow up on next week when we talk with Ben Johnson to get a sense of where things stand with him, because he's not been out there at all. We've seen him obviously present with the team. He's been there in the building. You feel obviously confident that he can jump right in and be Jalen Johnson with that defense, but clearly it's not quite ready just yet.
Has Ben Johnson, last one for you, now that training camp is over, it's officially over, now they're just called practices, has he been everything as advertised in the early impression that you've gotten of the new Bears head coach as a head coach and not just as an offensive mind?
Yeah, I think you got to separate those things. And I've tried to do that from even before they hired him, of getting a sense of what Ben Johnson is as a leader. Like, you know, talk with the people, even, you know, they fired Eberflus last November. Talk with people from that point on of getting a sense of, this is the top candidate for the Bears. What's he going to bring to the table? How is he going to shift a culture that really needs to be changed? And everybody I've talked to from that point on, and now seeing these practices in person just about every day, like, you're just struck by this dude. He's got a presence. He's demanding. He holds players accountable from top of the roster down to the bottom, from 1 to 90. I mean, everybody's being held to a standard in that place, and that's been sorely missing. Like, they just got away with too much for the last couple of years with the previous coaching staff that dragged things down. And Ryan Poles has rebuilt this roster in three, now four off seasons to the point where he believes that a breakthrough should be coming. And they were set back last year by a poor culture, by a coaching staff that just did not hold players' feet to the fire. That's different now. And you've got a roster that's with a lot of talent. You've got a locker room that's holding each other accountable, and that's being held accountable from the top. And you got a coaching staff that just is not messing around anymore. So it's different in that building now because of Ben Johnson. And every single person is being measured to something different now. And, you know, it's still the honeymoon period. You can say a lot of things, but I think you're going to see reaping the rewards here pretty soon. I really believe that with Ben Johnson in charge, this franchise is in a much better spot.
That's Chris Emma. Check out his 53-man roster projection, all his work covering the Bears for us at 670thescore.com. Follow him on Twitter at CEmma670 and my guest for the last few minutes here on The Score Evening Show. Really appreciate the time and the insight. Go watch some football, Chris. Thank you, man.
Take care.
And he joins me on The Score Hotline, presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. Hit a quick break on the other side. Couple more Bears things I want to talk to you about. I'll also get you the Cubs lineup. And we'll talk about that in much more depth coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Rami Makhlouf with you. It's The Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm not surprised, to be really honest with you. Andy Reid always has. Bill Belichick always did. I mean, there were no sacred cows for Bill or Andy. They start their quarterbacks no matter whether their names are Brady and Mahomes or not. That's just kind of the way they go about it. And because the NFL has kind of added that extra week in between the final preseason game and the first regular season game, I think a lot of head coaches are very worried about whether or not they'll come out sharp week one without at least getting the starters lathered up for this final preseason game.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
With you until 8 o'clock, taking you right up to Cubs baseball as they visit the Angels tonight. That was Mike Mayock on the Rahimi and Harris show talking about the Bears and the Chiefs playing their starters in the third and final preseason game tonight, which kicks off in just about a half hour. Football Talk on the Score is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. And like I said, Cubs baseball coming up at 8. Lots of Cubs talk coming up in hour 2 of the show, including Craig Counsell, who's testing me. He's testing me. And the thing that's ruined the last 2 days for me, that lineup that he threw out there yesterday, and this whole Kyle Tucker situation. We'll get into that coming up in just about 10 minutes. But just wanted to touch on a couple more sort of Bears-related notes. One is directly Bears-related. I'll get to that in just a minute. But I think we all do nowadays. I got the group chat with my brother and a couple of friends who are also Bears fans. And my brother threw out there a couple of days ago, any interest in Brian Robinson, the disgruntled, at that point, Commanders running back who was on the trade block? And I was like, nah, not really, because I thought it would take like significant resources and maybe a contract extension to get a guy of that quality. And while I think he's a fine running back in the NFL, I wasn't ready to give up anything of significance, and certainly not ready to give him any sort of contract extension, given that I didn't think he was a major upgrade in the running backs room for them. He's led the Commanders in rushing each of his last three seasons, a total of almost 2,400 yards, 15 touchdowns, 570 carries in the last 3 years. Those are good numbers at the running back position. And I thought a guy who had done things like that in the NFL would cost a little bit more than what he went for today. Well, I don't know if the trade has been made official yet. The last I checked, he needed to pass his physical. He's headed to the 49ers, though. He's headed to the Bay Area for a sixth-round pick. And I've heard in all the articles I've read and people I've heard talking about it, heard nothing about any sort of contract extension that they've promised Brian Robinson once he gets to the 49ers. And for that price, I would have done that, given and we've talked already extensively, myself and I had Chris Emma on last segment. We've already talked about the situation with the Bears running back room, which is very much up in the air right now. I mean, we know DeAndre Swift is the starter, but we don't know if Roschon Johnson is going to be ready for week one and whether or not he'll even make the roster at this point with as much time as he missed. I liked what I saw from Kyle Manungai in the little bit that we did see, but we're talking about a seventh-round pick, and he's hurt as well. And then Travis Homer, who's the only other running back we've seen actually take a handoff in a Bears uniform in that room, he is also hurt. So now you're down to Ian Wheeler, Britton Brown, and Royce Freeman, and I have quite a bit more faith in Brian Robinson as the number two in the 1-2 punch that could be your running back's room behind DeAndre Swift than I do any of those guys. And if all it was going to take was a sixth-round pick, I would have jumped all over that. And the fact that the 49ers made that move, even though they have Christian McCaffrey and a couple of other guys in that room who have performed and performed pretty well last year when Christian McCaffrey went down. It seemed like whoever went out for the 49ers last year at running back, somebody else just stepped in and got the job done to some degree. You had Jordan Mason in there for a little bit, and then you had Isaac Garendo step in there, and he was productive as well. If the 49ers, and I feel this way about very few teams, but if the 49ers see value in a guy, I'm like, there must be value in that guy. They're kind of the opposite of what the Bears have been for years, where when the Bears do something, even if it looks good on paper, I'm like, well, that's probably the wrong decision because the Bears made it. The 49ers are kind of the opposite of that, where when they make a choice, even if I'm like, what are they thinking? I feel like they got to know something. And if they see something in Brian Robinson, I got to think there's something there. And for a sixth-round pick, I think I would do that. The other quick Bears thing I wanted to bring up, I don't think you're going to like this. I know I didn't like it when I pulled it up, or maybe you just don't put any stock in it whatsoever. Austin Mock of The Athletic, every year he does his wins projections, playoff odds, and Super Bowl chances. And look, if you're the type who doesn't care about like analytics and metrics and computer projections, don't worry about what I'm about to say. All right, stick around, but don't worry about what I'm about to say. If you're the type who just they play the game on the field, if you're that type of guy or gal, fine. And I think that there's merit to that. There are different ways to look at this thing, but he takes into account various metrics, and then he simulates each game of the regular season and playoffs, and repeats that 100,000 times. And comes up with these win projections and playoff odds. And he's got the Bears winning 7.4 games. I'll just round down to 7 because that's what you do if it's less than 5. You round down. So he's basically got them at 7 wins, playoff odds just over 19%, and Super Bowl odds just over 1%. Look, I'm okay with the Super Bowl odds thing. I don't know about you, and I feel like I've been a little bit more cautiously optimistic than a lot of Bears fans with the hiring of Ben Johnson and what they did in the offseason in terms of the roster. I feel like I've been more reserved and more cautiously optimistic than a lot of Bears fans, but I certainly had them at more than 7 wins. I would be – now, there are other factors that will play into things in terms of how I'm feeling about the Bears after year one of the Ben Johnson era. A lot of it really just hinges – on what Caleb Williams and that offense looks like. If they have 7 wins, but I've seen enough from Caleb Williams, and I'm like, all right, we got a guy. Like it's the whole thing, the whole team, and the finished product isn't quite there yet. But we got a guy at running at quarterback. I'll be okay with that. But other than that, I can't imagine myself, and I don't think most Bears fans being happy with 7 wins. And I, if you were to ask me my confidence on a scale of 1 to 100 that the Bears are going to make the playoffs, I would have had it at like, I don't know, 35-40%, maybe, not the 19% that he has it at. And again, this is something that he projected or simulated 100,000 times in his metrics and analytics and everything else. So that was a little disappointing and disheartening for me, because I do put some stock in that. So hopefully the Bears can go out there on grass and prove the computers wrong. But if you put any stock in it, 7.4 wins, 19% chance to make the playoffs, and 1.2% chance of winning the Super Bowl is not what I was hoping for when I saw those projections come out. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we have a Cubs lineup for tonight, and I have thoughts on the Cubs lineup from yesterday and this whole Kyle Tucker situation. Rami Makhlouf with you. It's the Score Evening Show. One more hour right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.